Monday morning, we are commercial free. Monday afternoon, we are commercial free. Monday night, we are commercial free.
We're commercial free all Monday.
I guess that was a better way to say it.
That was a little better way, but it gets better. Not only are we the commercial free station, but we're also giving away $100 every 95 minutes.
That starts at 6 a.m. Then we'll hit you with another $100 at 7:35. Then we'll whack you with another $100 at 9:10.
Yeah.
We'll make it rain. How do you want it? In singles?
Uh-huh.
You want $2 bills?
Yeah. Because those are rare.
I have a $2 bill in my bag. Somebody just gave me one for my son. Yeah.
I bet you do. I was thinking to myself, Loren definitely has a two.
Next to the 100.
Yeah.
No.
As long as it's not sweaty and you don't hand it to the guy at the vitamin store.
Yeah.
This is Cindy in Rock Hill. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
So we're going to get to your story here in a second, but we're all going on vacation with our significant others here in the next couple weeks. And this is what we'll all learn about our significant others while we're on vacation. I want to give everyone a heads up. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. How well he or she deals with stress. You'll learn that while you're on vacation.
I can already tell you it's not well. I don't need to go on vacation to figure that one out.
Is he or she a planner or not?
See, I'm not.
But Cindy, Loren is the planner in their relationship.
Yes.
Like, they're going to Maui, Cindy, and she's got everything planned out from A to Z to ZZ.
We have an itinerary. See,
that was me. And I'm a planner, too.
And she has a digital copy and a hard
copy.
But Cindy and Loren, if something didn't work out, like, according to your plan, would that bum you out?
I mean, Cindy, get...
Me, yes. I start stressing out that my plan didn't work, so I'm trying to think of another plan to stop stressing me out.
Oh, see, I just move things around. I'm like, okay, well, if it didn't work here, like, we're trying to do Road to Hana, but if it rains that day, we'll just move it to another day, then move whatever we're going to do that day to the Road to Hana day.
All right, let's just go to the pool and drink.
That's how my husband is.
Yes.
He hates that I plan vacations out.
You'll find out how he or she feels about asking for help. Now, when I'm on vacation, I have no problem asking for help. In fact, I like that because I think you're going to get the most and the best information from a local, never mind like a pamphlet.
Right.
Sure.
You know? And the last one is the way he or she treats others. You know, again, I think it has to do a lot with like the locals and other tourists.
See, the biggest beef between me and my bae is that I like to lay there and do nothing on vacation. I just like to relax.
Is bae a planner, though?
Yeah, just like Loren, going a mile a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all this could lead to having conflict while on vacation, right, Cindy? I mean, it could all lead to like a big argument, and that's why we want to know at 704-570-9595, did you or someone you know break up while on vacation? What happened to you?
So it wasn't me. It was my mom and her husband, my stepdad. We had it all planned. You know, I fully planned out the trip to Orlando, to Disney World. We're going to take, like, the whole family, my brothers and sister and my step-siblings. We spent a day at Disney World. I guess the hot weather, because we went July 4th, so it was really hot. Everybody, and I guess everybody was just aggravated at that point. We got to, like, the hotel room, and, like, it was something very small. I was, like, passing a cup of water, and it just escalated. I guess they were all just hot. So my mom and stepdad, they're arguing. They're, like, going back and forth. And, like, you know, we're, like, we're leaving. We're going to cut the trip short. We're in the car. My stepdad doesn't want to get into the car. He's like, Cindy, can you check how much it is for an extra night here? My mom was like, no, you don't do that, Cindy. And then, like, I was, like, the median. So, like, they're arguing. They're, like, well, you tell him. You tell her.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Very stressful. They came home and they, you know, they're okay now. Like, they're back together. But that whole week when we were supposed to be on vacation, we came back to Rock Hill and it was not fun.
Yeah.
I feel like Disney is where relationships go to die. Because I broke up with somebody in the line at Universal in Orlando.
But it's the most beautiful place on earth.
Nope.
If you're seven.
I have
planned the ship. I've always wanted to go to Disney where I'm a big Disney lover. Like, I love the whole company of it. I was, like, super excited. I had, like, my Minnie Mouse ears, but I guess they weren't all too excited because, like, it's the middle of July in Florida. They're, like, burning up high. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Cindy like, needs a redo, sweaty. Roy.
She does.
She needs a Disney redo. And maybe one day we'll have a Disney trip, Cindy. And if we do, we hope we'll give it to you. And heck, the three of us will come with you.
Yeah.
So I'm down. I am totally down. Just let me know when I am down.
All right. And you can pass the water or not pass the water. We don't care.
No thanks. Fear.
Thanks,
you gotta
Cindy.
Go to Disney with your friends. You can't go with your significant other. My husband and I even said when Cash is ready to go, we're not going together.
No, but there is something to it. You know, I took Dean a couple months ago. Loren, you say that now, but when you see the look on you know, Dean's face or Cash's face when they walk through and they see Mickey or
I'll
they see
him.
Doc McStuffins.
I'll okay. take him. I just don't want my husband to go.
But Loren took me to Orlando and I had the same facial things that Dean had. I was so excited. I was glowing.
Yeah. Jumping up and down.
Yeah, Loren was like, she was taking me around. Yeah. It was great.
Didn't want to take pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Dean. The little race cars. I don't know.
You'll thank me later.
And plus you have all that help. Your mom will be there. Your brother.
Yeah.
God knows he'll still be on the couch.
That's true. And he loves Disney, too.
What will happen first? Will Vin get off the couch at your mom's house, or will you guys go to Disney?
Cash will be 7 and we'll be at Disney.
Yeah. Let's go.